Hello and welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. This is a father-friendly, father-focused space to empower fathers and father figures to strengthen the connection between their children and themselves. I am your host, Seamus Gordon. Let's dad up. All right, so happy Wednesday, everyone. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Dad Up Radio Show. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is a new day.
Yes, it is.
Charles. It's a new day. And again, it's nice to have you in the house and to know that God is still alive. He never died.
Amen.
And we're alive.
Yes.
But we will die.
Yes.
But even that will be a win for us. The other day, sorry, I'm going straight into it. You love Sunday school, but we were studying in our Sunday school about in Philippians where Paul said, for me to live is Christ. That is, he yes. loves what he did. He loves yes. doing his radio show. He loves preaching. He loves helping.
Yes.
But then he said, but if I die, it's also gain.
It's
so
a gain, yes.
It was like a win-win for him.
Yes.
Oh, man. Listen, thank you for being here. And for those of you who are joining us today, thank you for joining us. Keep in prayer our friends and brothers and sisters in the Caribbean islands, particularly Jamaica. And, of course, the hurricane is moving on to neighboring islands. And I pray that God will help our friends and relatives and brothers and sisters in Christ get back on their feet sooner rather than later.
Yes, because after the projected path after Jamaica, it's going to hit part of Cuba and part of the Bahamas.
Yeah.
So this is almost unprecedented. They need our prayers.
I learned from the news that the plane, I still used to wonder why these guys would fly into it. But this time they yes. went and it was so bad they turned back.
They had to leave, yes. They had to turn around and
leave. Oh, man.
That's how powerful it
yeah.
was.
But speaking of powerful, yesterday you shared something with our listening audience for the first time, which in a deep sense is like your hurricane, your storm. Today's Wednesday, and normally on a Wednesday we talk about dad's intellectual/mental health, and I think it is appropriate that we talk a little bit about that, because even though yesterday, Charles, you shared with us what bad news as far as health is concerned, the doctors shared with you. I love how you put it. You're not denying reality,
yes.
but you're saying you're not. So just repeat for me. So your doctors have.
For those that may not have been listening yesterday, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer about 10 days ago. And yes, it shook me. It shook me to my core. And I received the news at about right around noon, and the rest of my day was just a blur. It was just a fog. And told my wife, and it shook her too. And after that, I wouldn't allow myself to stay in that mindset.
All right. So that word, mindset, as a man thinketh,
yes.
so is he.
Yes.
Paul said it. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are, and all the other wonderful things, do these things. No, he did not say whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are great, whatsoever, do these things. He said, think on
these things. Yes.
Because your thoughts.
Yes.
So you purposed in your heart and obviously in your mind, you were going to shift how you think about what was told to you.
Yes. And again, that was on a Friday when I got the diagnosis. And again, I say to the audience, I got the diagnosis. I am not claiming that I have. I am not claiming possession of it, because when you claim possession of it, then that gives it a whole different power. I'm saying diagnosis. And on Sunday, my pastor preached about the evidence of things around us when we have anxiety or when we have different thoughts that we have. Look at the evidence that's around us. And I looked at the evidence of other men that have gone through
right
the same thing, and they're on the other side and they're thriving.
So in terms of mental health, and we're looking at that today, it is, and we talked about that so many times in the past, how the body, not just the body, but human beings, we are so interconnected. It's not that you can say, oh yeah, my body is sick. Yay, my mind. Just by hearing the news about your body, it can affect how you think, how you feel.
Yes.
But you have decided that you are going to look at it in a different way. So tell me how, and now we're going to talk about the spiritual, even though it's not Monday. But how does your faith help you recalibrate, and how does your faith in God help you change the mindset that you could easily have, one of, oh, poor me, one of life is over now, one of the light is out and everything is dark?
Yes. What a lot of people don't realize is how powerful their mind is.
Mm.
Because, again, as a man thinketh, so is he. So if I were to dwell on this diagnosis, my body could start to deteriorate.
Oh, gosh, man. I have heard, Charles, of reports from doctors and writings that there are times they notice the difference in the patients that they have in their doctors. Those people who have, and I'm not talking about the positive thinking, but those people of faith, they not only heal better, but they get sick better. Well, let me tell you what, their attitude while they are sick is better.
Yes. And you know, again, that Up Nation know that I used to work in jails and prisons. And one of the academies that I was in, there was documented proof of how powerful the mind is. Mm. There was an instance, we were talking about two instances where an officer got shot. The first instance was the officer was shot in the shoulder. And everything that he thought, his mind saying, when you get shot, you die.
Mm.
He died from a shoulder wound, which was treatable. He should have recovered. But his mindset was that when you get shot,
you die.
You die. There was an instance where a man was shot in the head.
Oh, wow.
An officer was shot in the head. And even after he was shot, the perpetrator started to beat him with the gun. But in his academy, he had always been taught, you fight. Whatever you have in you, you fight. So he started to fight back, and he overcame that perpetrator, and he recovered from a head.
From not a shoulder,
not
but
a shoulder.
A head.
He recovered from the shoulder wound. I've always remembered that, and that happened probably in 1990 when I saw that in documentations.
So now, what do you say to dads who, whether they're diagnosed with cancer or they're diagnosed with unemployment because they're laid off or diagnosed with divorce, what do you say to a dad? You're not saying pretend.
Right.
Don't stick your head in the sand, the old saying.
Yes.
You're not saying that. You're saying what, therefore?
Well, for one thing, life happens.
Okay.
Things happen. And my mantra is, you adjust and move forward.
Okay.
Because you continually have to move forward. I remember a sermon that you preached one time. You've had some powerful sermons, and I remember a lot of them. And you said that we are going to fall. But as long as you fall forward.
Fall forward.
And don't fall back. Or you fall forward, you can get up, people can help you up, and you're still moving forward. So that is my mantra. you're going to fall. They're going to be falls. Mm. They're going to be storms. Make the adjustment and say, okay, how can I move forward? You have to have that mindset. It's okay to have that little pity party, as I call it, for a little while, but you can't wallow in it because everything around you will start to go down.
Yeah.
Again, as a man thinketh,
so is he.
So is he.
Several times in the Bible, in fact, many times in the Bible, in fact, somebody may have counted them. They said it's 365 times in the Bible, which means even if it's a leap year, there is a do not fear or fear not. Mm-hmm. And really, when you look at what the Bible is saying, it seems almost counterintuitive. What's the word?
Counterintuitive.
That's what I'm saying. Man. I'm not speaking in tongues here. That's what I mean. Because fear is a human natural emotion. So when the Bible says do not fear, is it telling you like it's like saying don't sneeze? Mm. It happens.
Yes.
But I think it is telling us don't stay in fear. Live your life in fear. Don't get debilitated by fear. Fear can make you frozen, you know. Yes. You're running across the road or walking across the road. You see a truck coming and you see something else. And rather than going backwards or forward, you just stay. You just stand, you freeze. Fear can freeze you.
Yes,
and I'm hearing you say, despite this not very happy news, you are choosing, with God's help and with the help of friends, to go forward, live life on life's terms.
And you know, that's the wonderful thing about the power of choice. You can choose your mindset.
Yes. Yeah. You can't choose the weather. You can't choose.
Exactly.
The things that happen to you sometimes, but you can choose your mindset.
And there's another mantra again. You can't always know what's going to happen to you, but you can always choose how you react to it.
Man, one of the reasons we started this program is to empower fathers and father figures to be better spies, to be better spiritually, to work on their spirituality, to be better physically, to take care of themselves and their physical well-being, to take care of their intellect, their mind, their mental health, the eye, to take care of their emotions, or at least be aware of them and control them rather than letting your emotions control you. To empower them to choose wisely who makes up their social life, their social circle. And we started on August 1st, 2025, and we had a three-month runway to see how things would work so as to make sure that our resources are used in the best way possible. And we have a decision to make by the end of the week, end of this month, as to whether or not, one, we continue daily, two, whether we do it weekly, three, whether we do it monthly, or four, whether or not we continue any at all. What we can say, though, is that for the past 3 months that we have been here, good things have evolved. And we have three elementary schools that we will be doing Operation Daducation in. As a former educator, Charles, I am committed to helping young people learn to read. Listen, this weekend I'm going into the prison. We do this twice per year to work with dads in prison. And you have worked in law enforcement and jails for many years. It is so sad when you see so many of these inmates who haven't got a clue how to read.
Yes. That was, and again, that was probably the most surprising thing that I ever encountered in all the years I worked in it. Not their crimes, not their mindset. It's that some were just illiterate. When you're a reader, you automatically think all people read,
so
or can read.
Yes. Well, actually, everybody can read. There's a thing in education that they teach you. Every child can learn. They will mm-hmm. learn differently
yes.
and at a different pace, but they can learn. So every human being, if taught, can read. But it is so sad that we have so many of our kids in elementary school and beyond who are not able to read. So out of this radio show, we have the support from dads who will help us with establishing and strengthening Operation Daducation. This Operation Daducation is a program that my vision is to have it operating in every school. That's mm-hmm. where we have fathers and father figures reading to and or with mm-hmm. their child. And the reason we ask for your hours, listeners, is that there are so many kids, there are so many children out there who don't have a father or father figure to read to them, to read with them. And so we ask for 1 hour per week, 60 minutes, that we will use after training you and helping you understand what that will entail to be able to read with a child or to a child. And what is powerful, Brother Charles, is that it will be a book that the child will be reading in school. Mm-hmm. So it's not that you or I would be reading Tom Sawyer and their school is saying it's Jack and Jill. So we aren't going to be on the same page,
right.
which will inevitably help the school and will inevitably help the child. So it will be a win-win. So we have three elementary schools that we are focused on right now, one in Delray Beach, one in Riviera Beach, and one in Fort Pierce, as a result of this program. So even if we don't continue in this format, I hope we do, then we will have achieved something.
Yes. Yes.
That's the reason we're appealing to our audience for feedback. We want to, one, have your praise. We really do need your praise because, again, without God's help, we can't do what we envision. And when God gives you a vision, very often it's bigger than your ability
yes.
and your resources, yes. at least what you can see. But secondly, we ask for your hours. So when you give an hour per week, and by the way, it doesn't matter where you live.
Mm-hmm.
It does not matter where you live. So whether you're in Texas or Delaware or anywhere else, you still can be helpful because with the wonderful technology that we have, FaceTime, Zoom, and all the other things,
yes.
we can make it happen. You would read with a child 15 minutes or so per day. And let's say you read 15 minutes on Monday, 15 on Wednesday, 15. It will make a difference.
Yes.
So we're asking you to participate and volunteer to be a dad tour. We particularly didn't say mentor. Because we're not our big brother or big sister. We have agencies out there that are already doing great job. But when we have a dad tour, we're talking about a dad or a father figure who gives an hour to read to and or with a child, you will be making a big difference in the life of a child and thereby a community. I also want to quickly point out, Brother Charles, that the dad tour is not a mate for the mom of the child.
Correct.
This is not eHarmony.com 2.0.
Correct.
It is for the child.
Yes.
When you're reading to the child, especially if you're doing it online, mom might be in the background or another adult or something like that, because for your safety as well as the child, we will have those sessions monitored and even recorded.
Correct.
But we do need your help in that area. So one, we're asking for your prayers. Two, we're asking for your hours. And three, we're asking for your dollars. This station, WCNO, the past few weeks, we were off the air because they were using the time to reach out to you, and they have been doing this for the past 35 years, and you have always come through for them. Thank goodness. Thank God. But we're asking you for your help. If we had a $10 a month contribution, if we had each person who is listening right now to make a commitment to giving $10 a month, we would be sufficiently supported to continue this program Monday to Friday. But if we don't hear from you between now and the end of this month, October, from our point of view, we will have to make a decision about how we utilize the time and the resources that we have. But I personally want to say, man, you have been a real blessing. I have missed a day. I think one day you have been here like every single day.
I've been blessed to be here every day, yes.
Oh, man. And in light of the information you shared with us, I don't know. Of course, it's early days, whether or not there might be in the future days when you would have been out anyway.
I pray that it isn't. I'll do my very best to be here every day, like always. That's my mission, to be here every day.
Listen, man, this life that we're given, we only go around this track one time.
Yes.
And one of these songs that I know you love, it's in your Red Hymnal book, Make me
a blessing.
A blessing.
Yes.
Make me a blessing. And we want to dedicate our lives to touching other people's lives. Mm-hmm. So before we continue talking some more and give DGJ, let's give you the numbers and the ways you can reach us to let us know that you will be praying for us and with us, that you'll be volunteering your time, and that you will be giving. It is 561-229-2379. That's 561-229-2379. You can call or text us and let us know that, one, you're praying for us and this program and the work that we're trying to do in our community for and with dads. Two, that you will volunteer 1 hour per week, dads and father figures, 1 hour per week. And three, mom or dad, auntie or uncle, granddad or grandma, if you give $10 a month towards this program, we can stay in the air and continue to reach more dads and father figures. But so far, thanks to your support and your prayers, we will be in 3 elementary schools and hoping to do more. I want to share a little bit more about my vision going forward. But before we do, let's have Dad's Got Jokes.
All right. I guess I'm starting again.
Yes, you are.
Okay. What do you call a pastor in Germany?
Oh, I think I know this one. Okay. Yeah.
I've found one that you already know?
I heard it recently, and it made me laugh because of the hat that I wear. German Shepherd.
A German Shepherd.
That is so funny. Seriously. He's a shepherd.
Yes.
But he's also in German.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I love that. Well, mine is not so religious, but it still has to do with church.
Okay.
What do tacos say in church? What do tacos, you know, whether it's the crust, the hard one or the soft one, what do they say?
I don't know what tacos say in church.
Lettuce pray.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah, what do you say about that one? Lettuce.
I'll go along with that.
Pray.
Okay.
Oh, Lordy. I tell you. Yeah, I love a good joke.
Yes.
In fact, if I had to choose what movie or program I watch, let's say I could only watch one, and one is action movie, one is comedy, one is documentary, knowing you, I can almost guess which one you'd want, because you're such a reader. Documentary is probably where you would go, but let's say documentary wasn't in there.
I would go with comedy.
I would go.
Because comedy, laughter can pull you out of anything. And I talk about the evidence that I've seen. There's a woman in my church who was great friends with my mother for, I want to say, 75 years or more, until my mother passed in 2016. She's still here, and she's always laughing all the time. I tease her all the time. She's 91 years old.
I must know that person.
You know Mother Carpenter.
Oh, yes.
She's 91 years old, and she laughs like crazy. Every time when we're getting ready to leave church, I tell her, now you go straight home. No lollygagging out in the streets. And she just laughs like crazy.
Yes, I know.
She's my example, because she had a diagnosis many years ago.
And is still alive right now, man. 91 and kicking. Yes. We call her the teenager.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. The mindset.
The mindset.
We have a vision. The Father-Child Connection, we started this nonprofit organization to empower fathers. There is so much in our society that goes against dads.
Yes.
At one point, I felt the court system was definitely against dads. Almost always, if there was a custody thing, who's to look after the child, it would be mom. Even if dad had the place, had the flexibility, had the resources, it would almost be automatic.
Yes, I've seen it. Yes, and the many years that I was in the court systems as far as jails and prisons, I can only remember one instance where the mother had to pay child support and the dad has custody.
So that was one of the things that really got to me. Again, I've seen it even in the school system. Let's say you're driving through the pickup line to pick up your child, and the wonderful teacher or teacher's aide or whoever is there to help you, you as the dad, picking up your daughter, and they would hand you like an announcement or something. All right, take this up. Give this to the mom. Give this to the mom. Like it's Uber.
Yes.
Like driving. You are the dad.
Yes.
I've been in several establishments who are doing great job for the community, but you walk into the restroom and there is no caller. There's no changing
place for that. Yes.
I've walked into agencies that are doing great job for moms and their children, and we would be told, oh, well, dads don't show up. But when you look at their flyer, it's either totally pink or just down the bottom in fine print, they say, dad's welcome also.
Yes.
So in order to address that and more, we decided to start a fatherhood program that is father-friendly, father-focused. And we're asking for your support, because by the end of this month, we will make a decision as to whether we continue on this show or some other way. And you can call us at 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. We ask for your prayers. We ask for your dollars. We ask for your hours. And we say to a wonderful listening audience,
as always, we say,
Dad up. Thanks for joining us today on the Dad Up Radio Show. We would like to hear your feedback, comments, or suggestions. Also, if you would like to support us with your prayers, hours, and dollars, you can reach us at 561-229-2379. You can call or text us at 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. That's dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org.